I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. The United Nations pushes for a national ceasefire in Syria. Russia and Turkey brokered a truce 2 years ago, but it's not holding. Airstrikes have killed hundreds of civilians. This instability stops aid workers from reaching people in need, like the 80% of Syria's population who live in poverty. Samuel of Redemptive Stories recently visited believers in Syria and says the situation is beyond desperate.
Because of the economic crisis, because of the sanctions and the significant inflation, they're not able to survive. We met fathers choosing not to have cancer treatment because the cost of the medication will preclude them from being able to provide for their family.
Only the Lord can make something good from Syria's disaster. Please pray he'll help those in need and bring beauty from ashes.
Many are choosing to follow Jesus in the midst of this because Jesus offers both practical and eternal hope that they don't have otherwise.
And you may have seen China's persecution in the headlines in recent weeks. Joe Handley of Asian Access says these specific cases follow a wider trend.
Over the last few years, the government is more concerned about the rise and influence of the underground church, sometimes called house churches. Those I'm talking to have talked about people put under house arrest or some form of monitoring.
The pandemic provided a brief respite as China's government focused on containing outbreaks. However, officials now find time to target church activity online. Please pray believers will find new strength and encouragement in the Lord.
They're not afraid of persecution. They're not afraid of pressure. They've been through this before.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.